I would like to call to order the February 11th meeting of the Dairy Township Board of Supervisors. Just a reminder, all public sessions of the Township of Dairy Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. If I could please ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to turn over to Chris for roll call and an update.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As our board is aware, at literally 30 minutes ago, we did go through the process of trying to fill our vacancy that existed on the board. The board did vote 3-1 to appoint Mr. Abruzzo back to the role of Township Supervisor. He has been duly sworn in at 6:30 p.m. and he is eligible to come before us this evening to sit at the dais.
Great. I'd like to welcome Mr. Abruzzo up to the dais.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Chair and fellow members of the board. I'd like to thank all of you for your support here today, and I mean that truly. I'm looking forward to working with everyone on this board. I'm looking forward to working with the township staff, I have a great amount of respect for, but also looking forward to moving the business of the township forward in as unified a fashion as possible. I think there are, I know that I sit up here with four terrific people. I'm looking forward to working with them to continue doing good things for this community. I know the community center is on everybody's mind. As I said last week, I have no interest in seeing the project seeing contracts torn up and the project going backwards. I want to get this project moving forward. I think the conversations I've had with members of this board leave me very confident that there's a project that we can all agree on and we can move forward with, and our community will be very, very pleased with. So I'm excited about the prospect. We're looking forward to working together. I'm looking forward to working with everyone to do good work in the community, work on this particular project for the community center, but also address all the other important things that go on in the township. So I thank, again, the board members for the support, and certainly for the members of the audience here. I appreciate you all being here, and I've heard all of your comments over the last two meetings. I take them to heart, and I appreciate them. I know they're sincerely felt, and I will do my best to uphold my responsibilities as a township supervisor. So thank you.
Thank you and welcome. Chris, if you could please call.
Certainly. Supervisor Abruzzo.
Present.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Present.
Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Court.
Here.
And Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Five present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We will now start our first of two public comment sessions. All public sessions of the Township of Dairy Board of Supervisors are recorded. Speakers are asked to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less, and please come to the podium and indicate your name and address for accurate reflection in the minutes.
I'm Teresa Peschel. I live over at 48 Half Street. Towards the end of last year, the previous board passed the shade tree ordinance, and the next step, if I understand correctly, was the shade tree commission. And I would like to know what the status is of the shade tree commission. Thank you.
Can we give an update on that?
Sure.
Okay, Mr. Kirsten.
Sure, thank you. Insofar as our ordinance is concerned, at the board's reorganization meeting on January 6th, we had a lot of really interested applicants from the public that wished to serve on this board. And as you're aware, two of the seats that are currently outlined in that ordinance are for Board of Supervisor representation. The sitting board at that time decided that it might be in the best interest to open that up, make that entire board represented by the public. So in order to do that, we have to amend the ordinance one more time. That ordinance is with our Community Development Office. We've had drafts now circulated between the Public Works Department and Chuck's office and myself, so we anticipate that, that being available very shortly, the next week or so.
It'll be on next month's meeting, or next public meeting.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave Weaver, 214 Java Avenue, kudos to you. Thanks.
I want to say I'm very happy to see the board has now become united. The only other thing I'd like to recommend that you consider to remove any possible contentions is the question about the vacancy board member, the way it was they were appointed. I recommend that you cast another vote to avoid the violation of the Sunshine Act so that we're all starting out on the same playing field. Thank you.
Mr. President, we'll schedule a reorganization meeting.
That's correct.
Soon, right?
That's correct.
And then yes. We'll be able to remedy.
Certainly.
That
yes.
issue.
We're probably looking to schedule another special meeting in between now and the meeting on the 25th for the sole purpose of reorganization to address all of those concerns. And we will eliminate any discrepancies that are on the record with voice votes. And you know, we'll work towards that. That'll be advertised as per the second class township code. So I would anticipate seeing that once I've had an opportunity to check everyone's schedule and see when they're available to hold this meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jonathan Chris, 226 West Chocolate Avenue, again back to the Bears Creek Hotel. For the board's, just so everybody's on the same page, and part of the reason that I am so upset is last week, the Court of Common Pleas, Judge McNally, sent the original appeal of the first plan back to this board by an order dated January 15th. Just for the timeline, that gave the board two choices. They could either appeal it further to the Commonwealth Court, or they could follow the orders of Judge McNally and schedule a hearing. The time frame to make a decision on that is this Friday. The 30 days are up to appeal. I've heard nothing on whether there's going to be appeal. In the meantime, however, the Bears Creek filed a second plan, and that went up to the Common Police Court, Dauphin County Court, rather, I'm sorry. And the way it works in Dauphin County, I would have thought it would have been given to Judge McNally, but the way they work on a rotating wheel, whoever comes up the next gets the next one that comes in. And so the second one got assigned to Judge Larry Clark, who on February the 5th, 2020, issued an order. Now, everybody know who Larry Clark is? He was a former supervisor here in Derry Township. In fact, he was the chairman of the Board of Supervisors here in 1993. And basically, what he said, here's the court order, let me read it to you. After conducting preliminary status conference with the parties, it finds appropriate to give the parties 30 days to settle the thing, which would be March the 6th, to obtain an overall settlement of this matter and the prior matter, which is the one which was before Judge McNally. By the way, just to make sure that you are going to do this, he says, I want the court to provide me, with the parties to provide me with an update every 10 days. So that 10 days is due this Friday as well. So I had thought that by the court sending it back, we were going to have another hearing and we would be able to present some more testimony on behalf of my people. But it looks like all of that has been foreclosed by Larry Clark, and it's basically now a done deal. Thank you.
Peterson. I live at 731 Zermatt Drive. I'm Ben Shaw's daughter. So I just wanted to say thank you to all the previous supervisors and welcome to the new supervisor. Thank you for all of your very considerate opinions on all of the candidates. It was really nice to see everybody sort of trying to really make a decision and look at all the facts when considering. So I just also want to say thank you to Mrs. Court for really valuing the community and being willing to concede when it is necessary for the betterment of the community. So, thank you.
Okay, seeing
Good evening. Lindsay Drew, 73 Carousel Circle. Thank you for an opportunity to speak again at this meeting. Mr. Abruzzo, welcome to the Board of Supervisors. Congratulations. I look forward to seeing how you're able to contribute and help to move the township forward. And I put our trust and responsibility in your hands for this. Per a memo from Mr. Christman on January 16th, the day before Mr. Moyer's resignation, which stated that there was a conversation with members of the board. It does not state which members, but if it was at least three members and those seeking to make changes, that would constitute a quorum and would be a direct violation of the Sunshine Act. Nevertheless, this memo discusses proposed changes to the community center project and possible modification options for the project. However, this was never brought before the full board for official vote or action. At the December 3rd, 2019 meeting of this board, a majority vote was taken and official board action was made to authorize the township manager to execute contracts and any and all documents related to the community center project following legal review of the bonds and insurance of the bid requirements. Per my understanding, once those bid requirements are met, which I understand they have been, the township manager should issue a notice to proceed. Chapter 28, Section 5, Item 15 of the Derry Township Municipal Code Ordinance outlines the powers and the township duties of the township manager and states that the manager shall attend to the letting of contracts with prior approval of the majority of Board of Supervisors in due form of law, and the manager shall supervise the performance and faithful execution of the same, except insofar as such duties are expressly imposed upon some other township officer by statute. Therefore, I urge the township manager to abide by his responsibilities as outlined in the ordinance, and I ask this board to not take action on the agenda item that has before you this evening to have additional review. This project has been reviewed extensively. Any further delay is a disservice to our community, one which could be very costly. On behalf of the scores of students who use the recreation center on a daily basis after school in order to be able to have a place to go that was safe. On behalf of the student athletes and all youth who participate in the athletic and aquatic programs, from learn to swim all the way through our high school, to our seniors who use this to be able to stay healthy and have social opportunities. And on behalf of your constituents and as a taxpayer myself, I urge you and implore you to please not delay. You have an opportunity to be able to help the township move forward. What has happened in the past, while it may not be what your ideal project would be, while you may feel that it pushes beyond, that decision has been made. And in order to respect that decision and move forward, you have the opportunity to make sure that the community center that was approved is a success. And I ask you to please put your energy into doing that, because that is something that can unite a community. That is something that we can all get behind, and that can make a difference. So please do the right thing. Please respect all of us, and let's move forward together. Thank you.
End our first public comment session, and at this point we have two sets of meeting minutes to approve. So for us this evening are the adoption of the minutes from the January 28th, 2020 public hearing and the January 28th, 2020 Board of Supervisors meetings. Are there any comments or concerns or corrections to those sets of minutes? Okay. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adopt both sets of minutes.
So moved.
Supervisor Zamuda, Supervisor Court with a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Moving on to new business. First on the agenda, we have the discussion and authorization to proceed with DTMA refinancing opportunities presented by Mr. Lou Verdelli. So I'd like to introduce Mr. Verdelli of RBC to discuss the potential refinancing opportunity. Go ahead.
Thank you. Also with me is Ben Kappenstein from PFM. We have a brief presentation on a refinancing opportunity that DTMA is currently pursuing. And because the debt that is to be refunded at DTMA was issued by the township on DTMA's behalf, we're here basically to ask the board to authorize the financing team to proceed with preparing for the issuance of bonds by the township to refinance this DTMA debt. So we just have a quick update for you on interest rates, which are very low, which is causing the refinancing opportunity. I want to show you the debt at DTMA that's eligible for refinancing, and then show you what the projected savings and timeline is. So you have a brief handout in front of you. We'll touch on the interest rates first on page 2. This is a look back at history, but if you look in the box on the far right, where we are right now is in the lower right corner, and you can see going back to 2016, the summer of 2016 was when we hit all-time lows in the municipal bond market. We again hit those lows last summer in the summer of 2019, and the interest rates were going up in the fall, and since then they've come right back down, and we've actually moved to interest rates that are lower than the all-time lows of 2016 and 2019, so it's created a pretty significant refinancing opportunity for DTMA. On page 4 is a summary of DTMA's outstanding debt, and just wanted to review this with you, especially for the benefit of the new supervisors that haven't seen this process before of where the township is issuing debt on behalf of DTMA. But this is a summary that we keep for the purpose of keeping track of all of DTMA's debt, what the annual payments are, when these types of refinancing opportunities may present themselves. So the debt is shown in columns 2 through 9. Those are all the outstanding issues either issued by DTMA or issued by the township. And the two refinancings that we can pursue right now because they've reached their call date are shown and highlighted in column 3 and column 6. Column 3 is the 2015 bonds that the township issued. There's about a little over $7 million of those left. They are hitting their call date, which is June 15th of this year, so we're within the window under IRS guidelines that we can pursue a refinancing. Column 6 is a note that the township did back in 2016. This actually traces its history to the flood in 2011 when DTMA had emergency costs and we put in place a line of credit to be able to pay for those cleanup costs. In 2016, we converted that to a fixed rate note, and that bank note is at an interest rate now that's higher than current market. So what we're looking to do is refinance both of those issues, roll them into one for some efficiencies. On page five, we have a summary of that. So just quickly at the top, the 2015 bonds, as I mentioned, there's $7,160,000 remaining. Current interest rates range from 2% to 3.25%. And as I mentioned, those bonds become callable here in June. The bank note, 2016, just under $2 million outstanding, currently has a fixed rate of 2.07 through 2023. And one of the other reasons we're suggesting we refinance it is that fixed rate expires in 2023, at which time the loan goes to a variable rate. Obviously, when we're looking at interest rates at all-time lows, it makes sense to eliminate that interest rate risk to DTMA. So because that bank loan was structured to be prepayable at any time, we can take it out right now. So the new proposed issue, third bullet point, township issuing series of 2020 bonds. We're not extending any maturity dates. Both loans will be paid off at the same time. The township would issue general obligation bonds as we did just last year on DTMA's benefit. We'll be back here in 2 weeks to update the subsidy agreement that basically says that DTMA is responsible for making the payments on these bonds. The schedule that we have would be with your authorization to move forward tonight. We'll go back to the DTMA board meeting on February the 24th. They'll take their formal action, and then we would be back here on the 25th with a debt ordinance for your consideration. That would be the final authorization, and we're currently targeting to be in the market on March 3rd to actually lock in the interest rates. And the most important part is that the projected savings from this transaction right now are just north of $250,000 for DTMA, and based on the size of this issue, that's a pretty significant savings amount. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Lou.
Yes,
how you doing?
Good.
Good to see you. If you can get your crystal ball out, do you see these rates going down at all in the next few months, or any further reductions? Because they're pretty low now. I know you're chuckling, yeah. And I'm chuckling too, but it doesn't hurt to ask.
No, it's a good question, and
I know that your crystal ball is probably foggy.
It is. There's a lot of things going on. Obviously, what really has pushed rates lower here the last couple of weeks is, first you had the issues with the missiles in Iran, and that creates some global uncertainty, and interest rates came down. And then a couple weeks ago, the coronavirus has really scared the markets. How much is it going to trim off of global GDP? How much is it going to slow down our economy? And interest rates have pushed to these all-time lows. So that's kind of the wild card. I think the Fed chairman just today was testifying that that's a wild card. If in fact it spreads and it's a prolonged issue, that the Fed may have to lower rates later this year.
That's actually why I was asking.
Yeah, so you know, we obviously put together a timeline that moves this along pretty quickly to try and take advantage of these rates and being in the market in March. It's hard to tell whether rates are going to go that much lower. Obviously, if the Fed lowers rates, that's really just impacting the most short-term interest rates and not necessarily the rates on this issue. It would impact it a little bit, but you know, we haven't had that discussion with DTMA, which will be at the next meeting, in terms of do we want to go right away or do we want to wait and see if rates go lower. Okay. So right now, this is just an authorization to prepare all the paperwork to bring it back to you.
This could change in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, the savings will definitely move around with that.
Oh, high bank.
Yeah. Hello.
All right.
My personal phone too, by the way.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Thank you both. Appreciate you always keeping an eye out for us and looking for ways to save the township money. So,
sure. Any additional questions? Any other questions? Any other questions? Okay. And I am seeking a motion to move forward with the refinancing of the Dairy Township Municipal Bonds, as explained by Mr. Verdelli.
So moved.
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Item number B, I believe that we are going to turn that over to Chris, and we are going to table that for this evening. So if you could just help me walk through item B.
I think someone would have to make a motion to table.
I'll make a motion to table.
And I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, item number C, waivers for filing a land development plan as requested by Milton Hershey School regarding an addition to Memorial Hall Elementary School at 901 Homestead Lane. If I could please turn it over to Mr. Emmerich to bring us up to speed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Milton Hershey School is proposing renovations at the Memorial Hall Elementary School. Although the proposed building expansion will contain 3,296 square feet of floor area, the impact of the property is minimal. The reason that this is before the board tonight for a waiver of land development is our subdivision land development ordinance does require the filing of a plan anytime that 2,500 square feet of new principal building is added to a property. As I already stated, in this case, it's 3,269 square feet. However, these improvements are proposed on the patio area of the existing building. So on this existing building, this is the patio, and they are proposing the additional space on top of the patio. So there'll be no new impervious area. This is a space that's already programmed within the school. There's no new students, no new teachers. There's nothing that we would gain from a land development plan, which is the reason for the waiver. Article 3, section 185-5.A and 185.5-5.B. I am recommending that the waivers be granted. Happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Any questions? Okay. I will move that waivers are granted from section 185-5.A and 185-5.B of the Dairy Township Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance to not require a land development plan to be filed for the proposed 3,296 square foot addition to Memorial Hall Elementary School.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda, the preliminary final subdivision plan for 647 and 653 Sand Hill Road for Michael and Elizabeth
Fedrick, plat number 1325. Again, I'll ask Mr. Emmerich to bring us up to date on the site map.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This plan is almost as simple as the last. In this case, the applicant is proposing to join three properties together as shown, or four properties together as shown on this plan. In addition to bringing the properties into one tract or one lot, they're proposing to tear down two homes. The reason this is before you is because in order to have the two homes on the single lot, they would have to do a land development plan. In this case, they're going to be posting security to ensure the demolition of at least one of the homes so that land development plan requirements are not enacted. In this case, it's just a subdivision plan and a subdivision by terms of joining lots together, changing lot lines. This plan, at the end of the day, will take property that has two homes and propose one home, so the traffic will be reduced. Any additional impervious area caused for needing stormwater will be addressed under our stormwater regulations as a separate plan. So there's not really much content to the plan. And because of that, there's a series of waivers that are requested. In most cases, we're recommending that the waiver be granted in its entirety. They've requested the waiver of not profiling storm sewer, sanitary sewer lines, gas and water lines that are unaffected, which there are all of them. We're supporting that waiver. They're requesting a waiver of showing utilities within 200 feet of the property. We're supportive of that waiver. They're asking for a waiver from showing a sewer planning module. And here again, we're supportive of that waiver. They've asked for a waiver for not placing concrete monuments. Planning Commission and staff has recommended that waiver with the stipulation that the applicants identify all corners where it's not possible to place concrete monuments and identifying what type of markers will be set there. They've asked for a waiver providing additional street frontage along Sand Hill Road. We're recommending that waiver be granted. They've asked for a waiver of providing street trees along Sand Hill Road, and we're suggesting that that waiver be granted. They've asked for a waiver of installing curbs and sidewalks along the frontage of the property. And in this case, we're recommending that the applicant enter into the standard deferment agreement with the stipulation that the owners would install this curb and sidewalk at a future date if deemed necessary by the board. So I'm recommending approval of plat 1325 conditioned upon the following items being satisfactorily addressed. The first is that the applicant reimburse the township for the cost of reviewing the plan by March 11th, 2020. That the following items happen by August 11th, 2020, that security is provided to guarantee the required improvements or the demolition of the home. That meets and bounds is provided for a 25-foot drainage easement that exists on the property, and that the comments in the February 3rd, 2020 Herbert Roland and Rubik letter are addressed. Finally, we're suggesting a condition of approval that the deed of dedication for the right-of-way along Sand Hill Road is recorded concurrently with the plan, and of course also recommending that the waivers and deferments be granted as outlined.
Thank you, Mr.
Emmerich.
Are there any questions or comments?
Just a quick question. How far up Sand Hill is this?
This is at the bend in the road.
Gee, there aren't any bends in the road in Hershey.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Forest.
Yeah, it's just shy of Forest.
Yes, so it's right at the top of the hill.
And just south of Clark.
I don't have a problem with this. I'm just trying to picture this in my mind exactly where it's at. Was there an address on the original agenda?
Yes. It's 47 and 67.
Oh, great. All right. Done. Any questions? I'm sorry. I took myself.
Oh, okay. Any other questions? Anybody have any questions? Okay, I move that the preliminary final subdivision plan for 647 and 653 Sand Hill Road from Michael and Elizabeth Fedrick, plat 1325, is approved, subject to compliance with items A through E under the department head recommendations section of this agenda item. It's also moved that the requested waivers and deferment from the subdivision and land development ordinance are granted as noted under the explanation section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Supervisor Court, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Okay, on to number E, release of remaining balance of final security provided for the stormwater management plan for 238 Elm Avenue, S219-003. And again, Mr. Emmerich, if you wouldn't mind bringing us up to date.
Certainly, thank you. This plan, this stormwater plan was originally approved in March of 2019. Financial security was originally provided in the amount of $5,098. In on August 27, 2019, the board did release $3,807, which leaves a remaining balance of $1,291. The applicant has requested release of that balance. HRG has performed an inspection and provided a written recommendation that such a release is warranted. Main security is not required because none of the improvements are within the public right-of-way. I recommend that the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of the remaining balance of the cash financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for 238 Elm Avenue, plan number S-2019-003.
Is there any comments or questions? Board members? No. Okay. I move that the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of the remaining balance, $1,291, of cash financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for 238 Elm Avenue, S-2019-003. Is there a second?
I'll
second. Supervisors, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you, and the motion passes. Okay, moving on to correspondence. We will start with board members' correspondence, and I will start with my left.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mr. Bruto, I'd like to welcome you to the board. I look forward to working with you as we get things off the ground. Okay. I also have something else here. We just received today, if you recall, a letter that we had sent to PennDOT concerning the Middletown Road issues. We got a reply today. It was kind of a nothing burger. But a nothing burger. But I sent Mr. Chrisman an email earlier today, and I guess he didn't get it yet. I asked him if he would make hard copies available to the people that are interested in it, just to see exactly what was said.
Yeah, a couple copies. Yeah.
You got them? Excellent. Who has them?
Marie, wherever
Marie. Marie Surcot's got copies. If you care for to see what their reply was. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Court.
Just to welcome Mr. Bruzzo, and also I am looking forward to working with our board and our staff and our consultants to get the community center project moving forward so that we can issue a notice to proceed as quickly as possible, and that we can look to make any kind of other adjustments and modifications as needed within the confines of the contract that we already have set in place. I'm prepared to take time off of work to come in on a Saturday, and I'm sure you all are too, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you to get this forward. We owe it to our community. So thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to talk a little bit, too, about the community center, and I wanted to welcome Supervisor Abruzzo to the dais today. I wanted to say, on behalf of myself, I did not have a plan. I did not come into this with an immediate plan to scrap the community center. I support a community center, but we need answers to many operating and maintenance-related questions. And in my opinion, it's not in the best interest for us to build a really expensive center without knowing how we're going to operate and maintain it for the decades to come. So Carter and I have spent the last month asking lots and lots of questions, and it is our goal as well to work as quickly as possible to get a project moving. The resignation of Supervisor Moyer was completely unexpected, and unfortunately it did cause delays. I know from my own perspective, there are a number of issues that I feel that need to be resolved. First is the public safety concerns surrounding the foundation of the center. And then also the operating costs and maintenance. looking at the pro formas that were released this summer and the SFA August documents, I'm looking at page 5, there are significant annual deficits. In our Q&A with the folks that put together that plan, we also learned that the outdoor pool wasn't included in the operations and maintenance in those numbers. So we really need to get those numbers included in those documents so we know exactly what we're looking at. We also need to look at insurance card swipes. That was another item that wasn't included in the operations and maintenance. I know it had been said that the community center was going to work with Silver Sneakers and Healthways, so we need to take those things into account. We also need to work with the Derry Township School District and see if there is a willingness to partner on a contribution for the competitive pool for the high school athletes. And I honestly believe that everyone up here on the dais wants to make sure that we are encouraging our private independent businesses to succeed. And I've been very open about my concern about using our taxpayer money to compete with private businesses. And I hope that we can all work together to come up with something that works for the entire community and we can get those answers to the operating and maintenance costs as quickly as possible. So I'm hoping that in the next 2 weeks we can work together really hard and we can find out how much we can afford to subsidize the operation and maintenance of the community center and come to an agreement to move this project forward. So thank you. I'd like to say anything.
No, thank you.
I will just reiterate what you said, Natalie. From the beginning, we've said that we are committed to delivering a community center, and that's what we're working on doing. We do have concerns about the micropile. Our own engineer, ARM, highly respected, has said they want to see a micropile on that site. I think it's important that we re-engage them. There hasn't been much talk about that since they came and made their very important presentation. I, too, am very concerned about the business plan. There are a lot of numbers that are pulled out of the air that are circulated, and I think they need to be cited by sources like SFA, PFM, RBC, folks that are helping us work on this project. I think it's important that we get the facts out about the community center, and that's something that I'm working on with all of those parties to get you the real numbers and the real facts instead of people just pulling numbers out of the air. Anyone can do that. I think it's important that we continue to work together, and it's unfortunate the rumors and the nonsense that's being spread around, but at the same time, people are saying, we need to come together, we need to work. We're effectively where we were on January 6th. We've lost a lot of time. I thank Supervisor Court for bringing us all together. We now have a full board, and I'm looking forward to moving forward. And thank you all for your participation and being so involved.
Okay, moving on to reports, if we could please start with Chief Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a couple of updates on items from the 2nd January meeting. There is a information gathering device out on East Derry Road to gather some statistical information in reference to speeding out there. The guide rail on Middletown Road and Wood Road, some reflectors have been put on, but when they inspected the guide rail, they realized there needs to be some repairs made on it. So the second part of those reflectors are on hold until they can make the guide rail repair. And then the curb that's a little bit southeast of there along Wood Road, one of the traffic safety officers is working on that to see what can be done there. And then from another meeting, there was some information brought up to take a look at some of the traffic signals along East Governor Road as far as left turn indicators. And we're currently working through some statistical gathering on those to try to get some of that information together.
Thanks, Chief. Chief, sorry, could you also just give a quick update on the request to add some reflective markers to Middletown Road and Wood Road? Said the woman who has a hard time seeing at night.
Okay, I thought I did that, but.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That was my first
thought. I thought you were talking about Governor Road. I apologize.
So they did put some reflectors along Middletown Road there. But when they look at the guide rail that goes around the curve onto Wood Road, they realize there are some repairs that need to be made. So they have to do those first, and then they'll look at putting the reflectors.
Sorry, let me just ask that. Right. Thank you.
You have me thinking there for a little bit.
Sorry.
Hopefully I'll point on my toes.
We have a report on the fire department.
Thank you. Madam Chairman, my name is Scott Sly. I'm the first assistant chief for the fire department, and I'm standing in for Mr. Sassman, our vice president. Just want to give you an update of the truck that's coming. The truck was delivered in January to the fire department. Since then, we've had the truck lettered with department information. It has been at Glick Fire Equipment for mounting of equipment onto the truck so that we can eventually put it in service. We are currently scheduled to start training on it in 2 weeks, and the members will start their official manufacturer-based training on the operation of the new equipment, and we will have some refined training over the next couple of weeks. And at some point that when the officers and the driver training committee feel that everybody that needs to be trained is appropriately trained for operation, we will be looking to put it in service, and we will also arrange a time for the board to view the truck if they'd like at that point prior to that. In addition to that, the old truck has been advertised through our social media, and we're working with Mr. Crispin on getting that listed for Municipal for sale. We have a significant amount of interest from companies as far away as Massachusetts who are interested in the truck. We're providing them information, or working on arranging a time for them to come see and operate to assess the value for their bids. So we expect that to happen fairly soon, over the next month or so.
Great, thank you.
Scott, just a personal thank you to you and all the firefighters in Derry Township and all the surrounding communities who helped with that tragic fire in Oakmont. As many of you know, my husband and I live up there, and when we heard those sirens at 4:30 in the morning, we couldn't have imagined how bad the situation was, but I know that we both took comfort in knowing that you were all there, and we felt that whatever it was going to be under control, and we appreciate that that everyone got out safely, and I think everyone sleeps well at night knowing that the Hershey Fire Department is working to keep us all safe, so thank you.
Thank you. I'll pass that on to our members.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll put this away. I don't have anything to report, fortunately, because February has been pretty good for us weather-wise. We are ready. We have our salt supplies are in good shape, so hopefully we won't need them. Thank you.
Mrs. O'Grady.
I just wanted to extend a thank you to the Public Works Department because they've helped us move things back and forth and back and forth and back and forth as we do this construction project. And I also want to warn everyone that we're going to be doing carpet over the next few weeks, and the large piece of concrete that's going to be carpeted will make the adhesive smell. Some people won't like it. It'll be a little sensitive. So we've been advertising to the public that this is happening, and I just wanted to make everyone aware here tonight. It should only be about a few days, but it might make some people upset. So I just want to give a warning.
Okay. That's it. Thank you. Ms. Hans?
No, nothing else.
Okay. Mr. Mandia?
Yes, just very quickly, as the board is aware, you received a draft of the Jonathan Eschenauer Bicycle and Pedestrian Trail Audit Report. Mr. Bruzzo, I would get you a copy of that tomorrow. I plan to present that to our Parks and Recreation Advisory Board tomorrow evening. So any comments that I receive from this board and that board will certainly be considered, and hopefully get that on the website here at the end of the week or beginning of next week for the public view. Once again, just a reminder, this is a working planning document. It will be evolving as repairs are done. It will be edited as new connections and new planning efforts occur. It will be updated and edited. So once again, once it gets out there, if there's anything glaring that that the team missed, we're all ears. We want to make sure that we're inclusive in terms of any repairs or things that you know out of the trail system that need to be addressed. So thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Mr. Bignano.
Yeah, thank you. Last year there was some flooding at Ridge and
Chocolate Avenue and the township and DTMA worked together to look at some solutions for there. I just want the board to know that we were authorized by DTMA last week to start looking at engineering solutions to the intersection. So we'll be taking a look at that in the spring here and early summer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. I'd like to schedule a conditional use hearing for Tuesday, March 24th, beginning at 6 p.m. It's for a short-term rental at 1601 East Chocolate Avenue. If the board has no issues with that.
What was the date again?
March 24th, 6 p.m.
Mr. Emmerich,
yes.
When are we getting to our short-term, long-term rental?
It is in draft.
It's actually open
on my computer downstairs right now.
Is it? So you're going down right after this and you're working on it?
Not exactly.
I don't know.
Welcome back, Chris.
Ms. Dunbrum?
Thanks. Sorry, I should have been prepared with this on.
Okay. I don't have anything this evening, so welcome. I'm looking forward to working with you. So thanks. Mr. Chris.
Nothing further to add other than a welcome and looking forward to working with you, Mr. Bruzzo.
Okay. With that, before we go into our last public comment section of the evening, we need to approve accounts payable in the amount of $1,046,478.12 and payroll in the amount of $343,272.20. May I please have a motion to approve both the accounts payable and payroll?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Smuda. Thank you, Ms. Court. Any comments or questions? No? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and the motion carries. Thank you. We will now go into our second and final public comment session. Speakers are asked to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. Please come to the podium and indicate your name and address for accurate reflection in the minutes.
My name is Skip Becker. I live at 79 Almond Drive here in Hershey. First of all, I would like to congratulate the board on settling the issue well, as can be expected, and indeed with some difficulties, and I recognize those. But I think, as Susan so accurately pointed out, that the time has come for us to move ahead. And I'm very pleased that, that Chris is with us this evening because he does bring some significant experience. And so I echo what a number of people have said prior to this, that we've reached a point now where hopefully consensus and the unity of the board will prevail, and we will go ahead. We're still confronting problems nonetheless, but with hopefully renewed strength and a renewed commitment to the future and what it holds for Cary Township. Thank you.
Mr. Becker.
Well, my name is James Carter. I live at 1297 Raleigh Road. I don't have a statement, but I do have a question. From the time that we've been talking about the community center, one thing that has been constant was the lack of surety in the foundation of that soil and the amount that it would cost to put the adequate pylons in it to make sure that the building is secure. The question I have is, knowing that, and knowing that that has been a contentious point from the start, has any consideration been given to moving it to a more sure location, to whereas you can build it without the excessive amount being put into the foundation? Just a question. I know it would not be a popular move to move it out of the village. But it would also probably be a more efficient move to that money that's going to be put into that foundation. And even with the power lines, we're still not sure of the surety of it. I was just wondering if consideration has ever been given to that possibility. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Dave Weaver, 214 John Avenue. And I just want to mention that I do support a thorough review of the financing. Interest and depreciation costs are real, and they, on the statements that I've seen or the pro formas that I've seen, they are not indicated there. And they're, if not the biggest, they're significant costs that need to be accounted for in any financial plan. And I'd urge the board to continue to review that thoroughly.
Mr. Weaver. Okay.
Matt Luttrell, 254 Cedar Avenue. I'm not even sure what I'm going to say. I feel like I need to stand up. First of all, thank you for putting forth your time and effort here and looking forward to seeing how you interact with the board, and sincerely hope that this project moves forward in a fashion that is above board and transparent. And because I feel like we as a township, as a resident of the township, we've spent millions of dollars on consultants. We hire Mr. Ridelli, who does an outstanding job. You have outstanding staff here, all professionals in their area, and I hope you defer to them for advice and moving forward. I'm very confused right now as to how you, so, how we got to this point, that you're up here asserting that after spending millions of dollars on consultants, having dozens of meetings, having multiple reports prepared, that you're capable of coming in and ascertaining that they're inadequate and not appropriate for making a decision. So that's my concern. Second, I would like to know, is it standard practice within the township for the supervisors who are granted this pretty substantial power to have a vote and then have 60 days before the staff moves forward with the vote? Because if that's standard practice, it sounds horribly inefficient to me. So is this what going to happen as we move forward as a township? I certainly hope not. And then the last thing I need to say is, it's very clear in the township code that all public business needs to be transacted in a public meeting. And as Ms. Drew alluded to, there was a memo out there from the 16th, and to my awareness, there was not an executive session or a meeting held at that point in order to allow the township to incur additional cost to move forward with exploring options. So I'm very confused as to how business is being transacted here. So please be transparent. Share with us your thoughts and insights so that we know which direction we're going, because this is incredibly frustrating as a citizen of this township. Thank you.
My name is Judith Cooley. I live at 1080 Stony Run Road. I want to also thank all of you for your efforts. I want to thank all the planning that's gone into the community center. I also want to urge you to remember the $7.8 million that will be irresponsibly wasted if this community center does not move forward as proposed. As I understand the numbers, $3.1 million in contract fees, $2.7 million in capital donations. That's a lot of money. That adds up to $5.8 million, $2.0 million in RCAP. This is $7.8 million. That is not responsible spending. So please, do the right thing and move forward with this so that our children can have a better place and we can have a better place to grow old in, to swim in, and consider the options of moving forward as planned. Do you not think that was responsibly done? What would be
irresponsible is wasting $7.8 million. Thank you.
Randy Fackler, 1048 Fairdale Drive. So I heard a few comments this evening that were a little disturbing. Comment that the numbers were made up. If you had been here the last 4+ years as we've worked through these numbers, you would understand that those numbers are not made up. Those numbers actually come from true facts because I helped gather numbers that were used in those analysis. And so if you had been part of this process, you wouldn't be sitting here today saying we have to review everything. And the other question is, do you understand the current deficit that is on the existing building? I'm asking that question. Do you know what the current deficit is?
From 2018, I do.
And what is that?
$750,000.
Okay, do you understand what the plan is, the deficit will be going forward?
It depends on which pro forma you look at.
It's $300,000. That's the deficit going forward.
But that is so, in year five.
So
with
the numbers are I'm speaking. You shouldn't be speaking over me. So the numbers are not made up. There was a lot of work that went into coming up with those accurate numbers. I find that a little bit offensive, considering in the time that we were working on that, you didn't participate in any of that. And then the other thing I find a little ironic, I know you said you canvassed the community and everyone you talked to didn't want this center. You did canvass and you stopped at my house. All you talked about with me was my dog. Didn't ask me anything about the community center. So you don't know where I stand. You didn't do what you said you did. It's not accurate. We need to move forward with the plan that was passed. The supervisors that were in place put a plan together, had people do a lot of work. We need to continue moving forward with what was done, not move backwards. Thank you.
Greenlee Road. I have a one-year-old and a three-year-old at home that I'm desperately hoping they have a pool to swim in. I have nowhere for them to get swim lessons, and I was really hoping that I chose this community that I kind of grew up in, that my kids could actually have a pool. This project should move forward as awarded. The bids are much lower than anticipated. I'm glad to hear that you're willing to work together here to move forward, but I just hope you understand that once a contract is awarded, that if you make any changes to that contract, it can incur additional costs with markups. Not only does this go back to the contractor, it goes back to your material suppliers, design fees, consulting fees. These all add costs to the project, so I hope you're looking at the big picture here. Little changes, you can get half the product that you want at the end of the day with very little cost savings. Because once a contractor bids a job, you have a much bigger cost savings overall. All the little changes, they love change orders. That's one word they love, because they make money off of change orders. They have you hooked. So move forward with the plan as designed. This community has waited long enough. The family memories are not able to be made. Let's stop reinventing the wheel and move forward with the approved plan and issue the notice to proceed. Thank you.
About 204 Java Avenue. I just wanted to say thank you for stepping back and reviewing the contracts. There was a lot of toxicity going around for the past few years, and I think it's important for us to really make sure that this is the proper fiscal move for the township. So I know you hear a lot of people coming up here and speaking negatively, and I want a community center, absolutely, for my children, just like I would like a Tesla, but we have to make sure that we can afford it and we don't want to just put it on a credit card. So just thank you for taking the time to look at it.
I'm Dino Radnick. I'm 371 Elm Avenue. This is my first time here. We moved this to this town to be able to have a community center. These last 2 years have been a complete disgrace. They're a reflection of our community. It's unbelievable that an apartment building in Manhattan can be built in a year, and we can't even find out the financial plans of a pool in 2 years. What is going on here?
Indrit Hoja, INDRITHOXHA, 841 Whitetail Drive. It's my first time actually coming to these meetings, and I just wanted to, I've been following what's been going. I'm a resident since 2015 here in Hershey. How long are we going to be reviewing, reviewing? I mean, it has to come to a stop. I mean, we're just spending money after money, throwing good money after bad money, good money, good money. I mean, we're just spending money all the time just to review what we've done. I think we have to move forward. The community wants this center, and any type of a review that we do, it's going to just make us spend more money. I think it's time to move forward. Thank you.
Bob Smith, 101 Almond Drive. I see here in the referendum, in the statement here, January 22nd, that you're recommending different comments and different options for the new pool. Is back here on the table? Leisure pool only, one option, reduce the 25 to 35 meter pool to 25 meters only, reduce the second pool altogether and add a second gymnasium, and add a second gymnasium in lieu of the pool. Did you guys see this? It's back here on the table. Want to take a look at it?
Manager, if I could attempt to respond. Hi, Bob. I'm not sure why that was back in the back of the room, but I can try to answer this, I think, on behalf of the board, and please anyone jump in if they want to say anything any differently. But I think that's a document from several weeks ago when our two new board members were attempting to find out what things cost and what things might cost if they were able to change them. However, just in an analysis and speaking with different people who have worked on this project, it appears as though, at least at first glance, that that making significant changes like that would be beyond the scope of the contract and therefore more than likely require a cancellation of contracts, which, as everybody knows, could trigger cancellation costs of up to $3 million, could trigger a whole redesign, which would be another $500,000 to $1 million, which would mean a delay of a year or two. So I think that was some initial fact gathering from the new board members and some meetings that Rick and I participated in as well, just so that they could begin to get their heads around, you know, if this, then what. And I think that's just a piece of the puzzle, because to look at what it would cost to build something different, you also have to look at operational changes, you have to look at the revenue impacts, and you can't make any kind of real decision until you have all those elements out there. So all that being said, I think that was just some initial sort of fact-finding and research, especially as our new board members were trying to get up to speed. But even with that very quick look at those kind of suggestions, they're mostly cost prohibitive and not something that would be advisable given the current contract. I mean, I think... this maybe is not speaking on behalf of the board, this is speaking from me personally, that the best thing that this board can do is to move forward with the existing project and look for ways to make efficiencies within the existing project. Move forward issue the notice to proceed, and then get that business plan buttoned up, get the numbers that are missing, and look for ways to move forward so that we're not delaying the project any longer, that we can look for ways that maybe cost savings within the contracts that we have before us. So that's maybe more than you asked for, but I think that piece of paper, wherever that came from, was part of the initial kind of analysis of the board members to try to understand what options, if any, there were.
Okay, well, that makes me understand a little bit better. I'm just reading into it, and what was in paper, where they were reducing the pool even considerably smaller than it needed to be. And I know the school district had given you their support of a 35-meter pool. And one thing that I want to make sure that the township knows, in last week's Hummelstown Sun, there was an article above the hill where it stated that the community center was being built for 58 swimmers. That was a fallacy. It's 185 swimmers. It's not 58. 185 swimmers. I'm losing my voice here, so I'm struggling a little bit. But, okay, that's good.
Just, I know it's hard, but everyone's patience is appreciated for another few weeks. I really feel like, I hope that we've alleviated some of the pressure that we're all collectively feeling right now, and that as a board of five, that we can move forward quickly to get this project back on track where it should be.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hi, Chris Luttrell, 254 Cedar Avenue. So my question to you is, are you saying what, is it Mr. Smith?
Yes.
He asked you a question about that. Are you telling me as a board, you have not spent another penny on an architecture fee, a design fee, a construction management fee from that agenda or that memo that was sent out? You have not spent any money, and the architect isn't working right now to give you answers. Really? Because I know contrary to that.
Well, I'd like to know how you know, because first of all, this board is entitled to ask questions of the staff. That memorandum was written to give the board an opportunity to digest information. Secondly, the consultants were not directed to move forward beyond what's on that memo. Anything that this board would consider would be public information. It would be decided in this room. So I think it's a bit disingenuous.
So, okay, just so you're telling everybody right here, and I will totally accept what you're telling me, that the architect in Philadelphia is not working on some of those suggestions to give you another layout. They have not been talked to by you.
No.
Okay. I think everybody who's still remaining in this room, we just want transparency. And that's where, you know, the whole thing on Thursday night, we all just want to know that everything hasn't been planned out by every, you know, Mr. Moyer kind of left this, caused a lot of problems by the way this was all put. And so I have no qualms with Mr. Abruzzo. My thing is about not moving this along as the vote should have been done. As you're being honest and
I have serious
we're not
issues.
Incurring more problems.
I have serious issues with people coming to this podium accusing me and this staff for doing things improperly.
Well, that's what we want, it transparent. We want it to know.
At what point it becomes transparent is when we can bring something that the public can consider. At this point, we have nothing to bring forward.
We did so many of those months ago, so I forget which person stood up and said that to you. If you would have been in the process, you wouldn't have to be spending this time. So I'm concerned your contracts aren't going to be signed in time. I did a naming thing with a swimming block. My parents have done naming things with the guard room. I'm ready to pull my money because I'm not confident that you guys are going to move this through and open it on time like was voted on back in December. And that's really my concern, is that we're being led astray, and it's caused, you know, the whole thing with Mr. Abruzzo coming on. That's why everybody's kind of, because we want to see you work together. But I wanted to bring that up when I heard him say that, because I had been told otherwise.
That's fair. Thank you.
I just want to make sure we weren't spending more money without knowing it.
Again, I'd like to stress that this continuous we versus them, they said this, they said that. I'm quite concerned, too, about this document because I'm on the back table. Do we have leakers in the group? Did somebody deliberately put this out, just like we had the Wyckoff and Nutt advertisement? I mean, do we have people undermining, trying to break up the community? We're trying to get united. We had the board united now. So those people that want to come up here and accuse Chris and anybody else not doing the right thing should back up a little bit before they make a statement such as that. But who wants to take ownership of putting this on the back table? Let's see if anybody is willing to stand up and be transparent with that.
I didn't do it, so I'll certainly take responsibility.
I'm sorry.
No, I asked the person that did.
Ms. Malatrell, 254 Cedar Avenue. Mr. Crispin, can you vouch that the vote that was taken to appoint people in the reorganization meeting was done in accordance with the Township Act? Were they done by secret ballot? Were there members of the board who verbally stated their...
I'll just defer to John on that.
Well, I'm saying that I've listened to the minutes, I've read the minutes, and I saw secret ballots being passed down to you, open, and you announcing that. But I saw no public vote. So you're saying that things are being completed above board. But I'm questioning, how do I know that
you're going to come up here? You've already
as many times as I need to as a citizen. How many times do we need to go through this vote, Mr. Yost?
I don't, forgive me, Mr. Yost. I don't know if that's the
problem. I will step down.
Matt.
And I, it's very challenging, Susan.
May I respond, or would you prefer that?
Sure.
Well, I know I don't have to respond. I want to respond.
I just want to provide these because...
Wait, Matt, I'm sorry, Lindsay. Matt, I was going to say something to you. He's gone. Is Chris still here? No, she's gone too.
No, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you over there. We were, this board and previous boards, and Chris probably going back to your board and boards way before that, has reorganized that way to eliminate awkward conversations about, oh, I'd like Susie on the board and I'd like Sally on the board, because we all live and work together in this community. If that wasn't done properly, it was not with any intention other than to try to be respectful of the people who have so bravely put their names forward to serve on those various committees. So nothing was done with any wrong intentions. However, since this has been brought to light, it is certainly something that moving forward, when we reorganize, which we will have to do again with this board, and moving forward, I need more time. and moving forward, we will do out loud. It's not meant to be secret. It was really just to try to be respectful of the people who've offered to be on the board. So please let Matt know when you can, Chris, because I did want to make sure he had a response to that. So, thank you.
I don't have really any additional comments, but because I was standing back there and there keeps being... I didn't put these out there. I want to just bring them up. I don't know what the origin was, but obviously I did speak, and Lindsay drew 73 Carousel Circle. Obviously I did speak to this memo in my comments because it was on the board, on the table, you know, when we came in. Mr. Crispin, I had a conversation, you know, with you last week, and obviously we have worked together on other things, and I have the utmost respect, you know, for you. I'm not implying that there has been malicious or, you know, any wrongdoing of that kind. I'm just simply asking that if there is not an action that's been taken by the board to not proceed, that you do continue. And you know, we did discuss the fact that you were not comfortable proceeding because of the changeover of the board and numerous things. So this is, any of these comments, at least speaking on my behalf, are not meant to attack, because I think we all, for the most part, do want to work together to put this forward. But for the record, I didn't put those.
Yeah, I had already connected to that.
Okay, hearing no additional comments, may I please have a motion to adjourn the meeting? Okay, all in favor?
Sorry.
Okay, meeting is closed.